Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, and welcome to a special edition of The Breakaway featuring former Hockey League player, National Hockey League player, and Maple Leaf Nathan Parrott, just after Game 3, where the Maple Leafs finally came up. And this is a series now, thank God for Frederik Andersen, right, Nathan?
Well, yeah, he that last save on the power play there, or the...
Yeah, against Pastrnak.
With the stick? Oh, my God, that was amazing. Like, that was... But you know where the real... Like, if you want to go to the turning point of the series, at least win the series, and the turning point is that post on the power play where Pastrnak shoots it. And right before Marchand hit the... Frederik got a piece of it, and it hit the crossbar, then he hit the post. The hockey gods were in the lead, like... I don't know. Like, it was that was just got the confidence going, and they played well today. Though they were moving their feet, they were skating, they were moving the puck, they were playing the type of hockey that they can play. Welcome to the playoffs, Toronto Maple Leafs. Finally, they had their top line was great today. What about Plechanic and Marleau? Like, the old guy getting it done. Like, he was in Marchand's face. You have to stand up to the bully and be, you know, don't let him run the show out there. You got to be in his face. He was, you see the hits he was throwing out there? Like, he knocked me out cold one game in Hamilton. He was a dirty play. I'll give him that. I'm still waiting to get him back one day. But, man, now he's playing for the Leafs. I got to give him credit. Like, he was very effective today. He was good at winning draws. He was better than 50%. He played really good for the Leafs, and that was it. Good game.
All right. So taking, positive that, you know, the Maple Leafs did in the first and second period, but the third period, Boston came on hard. And like I said, if it wasn't for Frederik Andersen, the series may be 3-0 for Boston, but now it's 2-1. What does Babcock do? Because let's face it, the last 2 minutes, Marchand, Morgan Rielly, Maple Leafs got Morgan Rielly, Jake Gardner, Roman Polak, Zaitsev there, and the key, the best defenseman so far in the series. And Travis Dermott, Dermott has been the best defenseman, and he's a rookie. So what can they do? Because, okay, it was a key move by Babcock to move up Tomas Prokanić up into the first line, and he did a good number because they did not really score Pastrnak. Well, but Pastrnak also had so many chances there that game one and two, those shots were going in because he had three goals and three assists in game two.
The D, you know, like, they got to be playing the way they played tonight with the feet moving, attacking, because they're not going to all of a sudden change the whole decor overnight. You know what I mean? They are what they are. I think Boston, you let Boston play in your own zone and control and dictate the tempo of the game, they're going to win all night long. They've got too much strength and skill. But where Toronto can beat them is when they use their speed. So they have to keep the speed game going. Like, they had lots of chances. And I don't know. I think... obviously Frederik Andersen, if he can be their best player again on Thursday night, that would definitely help.
But, and Austin Matthews finally scoring. That was a big thing for the Maple Leafs.
They were good today. Their first line was great today. Yeah. They played great. Mitch Marner was awesome.
And Patrick Marleau was amazing too. Two goals there. So, I just want to change it to another series. I got to touch this because we'll be reminiscent if we don't touch on this. Boy, do I want to be in Las Vegas now, especially with a nice storm here in Toronto. But talk about Las Vegas, three game and Columbus also. But let's talk about Las Vegas first, 3-0 over the Los Angeles Kings. Well, if you saw, a lot of predictors were saying the Kings are going to win in 5, maybe 6, and maybe 7, but they still may win in 7. But can you believe it?
Yeah, I was calling it. I didn't call it 4 straight, but I don't know if it'll get the brooms out quite yet in that series. But it's a fairy tale season. Who knows? Like, I don't think they'll win the cup because the Leafs will beat them in the Stanley Cup final. But But, you know, I'm so happy to see them do well. Like, man, I love the way they play. They're fast paced. They're hard. You know what I mean? Like, it's exciting hockey, and it's a great story for hockey in general, right? So it's pretty cool to watch. But I'll tell you, we're done talking about the Leafs, but even you can put this with Nashville. Statistically speaking, the team that wins game three wins this series. Like, I think it's like right around 58-60%. But that game three is the biggest predictor of any game that wins the series, other than the winning game. But, you know, I think I like the Leafs. I'm at like big push in game four here. You know, I gotta go back to the Leafs. Sorry, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if Babcock's probably in the room, you know, good win, guys. Enjoy it, but we got more to go. We got 15 more wins to go. You know, so, you know, it starts with, you know, Thursday night.
We'll touch on Thursday night in just a second, but you also mentioned the other series, Columbus and Washington. You got the best player, Alexander Ovechkin, every year. Can't get through, let alone first round, maybe even second round, but can you believe it? Now going back to Columbus, down 2-0.
Yeah, that's I didn't foresee that. I know, did I pick Columbus in that series?
No, you didn't.
I picked Washington, yeah. It's like, wow, like who, like again, like they were winning that game. Weren't they up in both games? And they gave up leads? I'm pretty, you know what I mean? Like they seem to find a way to not win in the playoffs. Like I don't know. It's so bad for them. It's tough, you know. They have the talent there. Like what's holding them back? I don't know. Tough to put your finger on that one. I didn't watch the game, so I haven't even seen any of the highlights of it. So I don't even know how to, you know, respond. But they've, you know. Great.
All right, so
season team.
let's look at a small preview for Game 4 here Thursday night at the Air Canada Centre between the Leafs and Boston Bruins. Now, if you're Boston's coach Cassidy there, are you saying, okay, well, they gave us our best shot, they had to come into the series, and we held them, and if we had our breaks, we probably could win the game. What an amazing save, like we said, by Frederik Andersen. What does the Boston coach say to his team, and what does Babcock say to the Leafs there? Because Game 4, they could tie the series, and then we got a brand-new series.
I played 2 years for Bruce Cassidy. My first 2 years playing pro hockey was his first 2 years coaching. Yeah, and we had a decent team my second year in Indianapolis, and remember we were behind the eight ball playing who were we playing there? Cincinnati, and Cincinnati was the first ranked team, and we came back and beat them. I remember it was the best hockey game I ever played. I had 2 goals, 2 fights, and the overtime winner. But yeah, like Bruce, he'll be in there. Butch, you know, we called him. But he'll be in there. He'll have his team ready to play. He knows what to say. He's a great coach, great hockey guy. Knows the game really well. So Toronto's got to come ready to play on Thursday, because Boston won't see Pasternak miss those shots like that, like he did tonight. He'll be so on. So Toronto needs to be even better on Thursday to win this game, to win that game. So, and they have it. I know they can. They have to get on them early. They have to, like, not sit back, play with the courage they had today. Like they weren't intimidated. Like in Boston, they were boys playing against men, and they finally put on their their man shoes and came out and played hockey the way it's supposed to be played tonight. You know, they weren't intimidated. They were winning battles. They were competing. You know, they weren't. You know, and that being said, you know, in Charles Young team, and Boston is a tough place to play. Like the crowd there is aggressive, and the history in that building. So, you know, the home crowd there, like give the fans of Toronto, give yourself a pat on the back, because you definitely helped that team, you know, get back set right. And I think we can do it again here on Thursday night.
And besides, they got to show up on Thursday. Do you know who's in attendance on Thursday for Game 4? Tell everybody who's in attendance.
Oh, yeah, I guess I got some tickets. I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be
so
going to watch.
And so if they win, credit to Nathan Parrott. If they lose,
oh, don't
you win, Nathan Parrott. Put it that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was watching it on CBC tonight. They were showing Brendan Shanahan standing by the glass.
Same.
Like that's going to make a difference. So the boys on the ice do the job, right? Like, I know we all got
to take us through.
It's great.
Take us through what it's like. Final question. Alumni of the Maple Leafs, and you're in the playoffs. You're sitting with probably all the alumni of the Maple Leafs, you know, Shane Corson, Darcy Tucker, Curtis, or whatever. What is it like? Is there more oomph even in the alumni box for a playoff game?
Is there what?
Is there more oomph like that you guys really like?
All the guys are cheering. Like, you watch, you look around, the guys just want Leafs to win. It's so bad that I'm sure every one of them, you ask them to put a pair of skates on, they would do it if they thought it could help. they would do anything to get back out there to help the guys win, or even just toss them a water bottle if they could, you know, because they want the team to win, and they're cheering as loud as they can. Like, I went to a game against Washington last year, game three, when they won that game, and it was one of the most special moments I ever witnessed in the Air Canada Centre, other than when I played in the playoffs there, game seven against Ottawa. That was electric, that game. So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you this, the final question. Thursday night, game four, with you in attendance, do the Leafs win or lose?
Oh, they win 3-1.
Again, 3-1. are you gonna change your starter or not? Again, 3-1. All right.
Yeah. I'm sticking with it.
All right. So they win 3-1. We got a series 2-2, according to Nathan Parrott. Nathan, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you social media live.
It's Nathan Parrott at Facebook, and I got what's it on?
Parrott Nathan on Instagram, yeah, and Nathan Parrott where?
On Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how to get a hold of you social media-wise, and Nathan will be back here maybe a little later for Thursday night, because you're going to be in attendance, and don't drink so many Wobbly Pops. You got to be doing a show, okay? Don't drink so many Wobbly Pops. And while you're in the alumni box, who's ever sitting with you, they put in a good word to say, hey, you want to come on my show? You're a media member now.
Maybe I will get
Doug Gilmore on. Get somebody on there and say, hey, you want to do a show? Come on.
I played with Dougie in Chicago. He's amazing. He's a great guy. Yeah. I probably could ask him. You know?
Well, tell my good friend Shane and Darcy to come on. Tell him I'll give him a hammerhead shirt.
If they're there, I will. I'll ask him for sure. All right.
Thanks a lot, Nathan.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.